Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, part one, overcoming fear. You are an overcomer. We face challenges that tempt us to fear on our journey in life and career. When they arise, how are we to respond? The focus of faith frees us from fear. Our thinking will determine our response and victory. Listen to what King David, arguably the greatest king of all time, states. What time I am afraid, I will have confidence in and put my trust and reliance in you. With the help of God, I will praise his word. On God, I lean, rely, and confidently put my trust. I will not fear. What can man, who is flesh, do to me? States King David, Psalm 56, verse 3 through 4. The enemy of every great leader is fear. So, be an overcomer. We must train to win every time. The training starts with understanding that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Armed with this understanding, with the nature of the battle, which is in our thinking, we train ourselves to respond with an overcomer's mindset. King David learns the ways of God and practices certain principles along his life and career journey. Here are the steps we can take to experience victory as an overcomer, as King David did. 1. Acknowledge your fear. David did not attempt to mask his feelings, but instead prayed to God and shared his feelings. He talked with God and was honest with God. Confessing our fear is counterintuitive because our natural training is to deny we are fearful, which shows us as weak. But David understood that only God could understand and provide what David needed to overcome his fears. So, what are you facing that causes you to fear, my friends? Follow David's example and give your fear to God. 2. Affirm your reliance on God. King David learned the lesson of trusting in God through past victories when only God delivered him from the danger seen and unseen. He recalled when he fought the giant Goliath and God gave him the victory. He meditated on the power of God in his life and career and concluded that God is faithful. His thinking about God made David proclaim this, I will have confidence in and put my trust and reliance on you. Follow King David's example and proclaim aloud your confidence in God. The positive declaration of your faith energizes you with awareness of God's presence with you. Number 3, act in the power that God provides. King David knew that God would be with him and loved him unconditionally. He trusted in God and received by faith all he needed to overcome the fear in his thinking. He had the mind of God regarding the challenge and knew God would not fail him, but remain faithful to him. He states, with the help of God, I will praise his word. On God, I lean, rely, and confidently put my trust. I will not fear. What can man who is flesh do to me? King David, Psalm 56, verse 4. So what's the fear you face, my friend? Follow King David's thinking. 1. God will help me. 2. I will praise him for his word of encouragement. 3. I will be confident in him. What can we expect? Dramatic victory. Next week in part 2, I will share my story. Dramatic victory. But until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.